Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver. A charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
It takes different strokes to move the world.
You and I, we had a Wanda Sykes experience last night.
Yeah, we went to see Wanda Sykes, Dave. And it's funny, a lot of our similarities often come with our sense of humour more than anything else. You know, one of the first things that we ever did together was go to Margaret Cho. And
this is very early in our relationship when we were still courting.
Yeah, we were still courting. Like now we're old hat because, you know, we're 5 years into the relationship. Things are a bit stale, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, Jade has stuck with me longer than any man has. So it's just proved that lesbians' relationships, yeah, do work.
We just make it work, Dave.
Yeah, I know. Trust the lesbians. They know what they're doing.
And Dave, we were two rows from the front. So
close to Wanda Sykes.
Yeah, we got eye contact moments and everything.
She looked at me.
Yeah, so there was, you know, connection there. Hilarious show, a great show.
Yeah, if you're a fan of, you know, sassy kind of American comedy, then Wanda Sykes is your thing. But what we realized after the show, Jade, is that a certain other comedian royalty was in the same room as us.
My girlfriend called me this morning, Dave, and was in a panic because she found out that Dawn French, who she just absolutely loves, was in the same room as us.
Dawn French.
Yes.
Breathing probably the same oxygen as us.
Yeah, there you go.
Can't believe it. How did we not see Dawn French? Wasn't there people falling over themselves?
Well, I guess maybe, you know, because we are in Melbourne and people tend to be a bit cool about those kind of things.
Sure about that?
Yeah.
Not when Justin Bieber was in town.
Those are 14-year-old girls, Dave. It's a bit different.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, when I found this album, the band, for a start, Dave, their name's Now, so Now.
Yeah, I like that. I like bands who know how to work with punctuation.
Yeah, and the album's called Threads. As soon as I heard it, I was like, I texted you. I said, this is what I'm going to talk about this week. They're so hopelessly indie.
They're so hopelessly indie to the point where when I Google them, I almost get anything but them. That's how indie they are. Well, I feel like they're so obscure.
Yeah, it's true. But Dave, when you actually listen to this album, this is actually their second album. They released their first album, I think it was in 2010 or something. So this is their second album. They've just signed to a new label that's owned by Chris Waller from Death Cab for Cutie. So he's famous for that. But he also has produced some of the Tegan and Sarah stuff. If that's sort of giving you an idea of where we're heading here.
Okay, so what you're saying is that, you know, that time will come, their mainstream appeal would...
Well, like, you know, I think when you add in Death Cab for Cutie, you've got Tegan and Sarah, like there's a lot of harmonies happening, so that's where, like, I was thinking, oh yeah, that's kind of a bit Mates of State, but it's a bit more downbeat than Mates of State. You know how Mates of State is really kind of plinky? There is some plink in here, but it's a bit more like the XX or Metric or those kind of... There's a lot of angst happening. It's very kind of like relationshipy, angsty type music, which I noticed, Dave, on the blog, because, you know, I read the blog as everyone else reads it, after it's been published on our website, that you made some reference about them being on Grey's Anatomy.
Correct. So with the limited research I could manage to do on our Different Strokes website when we were talking about tonight's show, I found out that, yes, they got a little bit of mainstream attention because one of their tracks made Grey's Anatomy. And that to me sounds like just, you know, another typical kind of indie band going mainstream kind of situation where maybe some of their old fans might be a bit unhappy about, because you know what hipsters are like. They don't like it when their favorite underground band goes mainstream.
No, and they don't. And but this is the thing, right, Dave? This is what's happening in television. It's not like those bands are like sending their things in and going, hey, put me on Grey's Anatomy. Like the way that the, you know, the some of these television shows, and Grey's Anatomy is probably a good example, they're trying to get that kind of music and
they're
that,
trying
kind,
to get
of
that kind of sound.
I've actually heard podcasts with the person who does music for Grey's Anatomy, and I believe that at one point she was also involved with The OC, which was famous for making Death Cab for Cutie.
Great.
Mainstream.
She's got good taste in music.
So you can see that there's... anyway, very, like, very sort of let's sit there and consume the whole album, but you can kind of see how it's soundtracky, like these these singles that come, that would be soundtracky for those kind of those shows like Grey's Anatomy that have like relationship angst in them and or indie style films.
They will be all over this album.
They would be all over this album. It's very cohesive and all kind of flows together. And I've got some tracks worth a listen for you, Dave.
Okay.
Wolf is a great song. It's got some...
You're tapping your fingers on...
Awesome. sort of electric keyboard. Thread is a great song. Tonight I'm going to play a song called Prehistoric, which you made a joke about. It's a song about me. I said that joke is getting old. You continued with the joke. It was not cool, Dave. It's not cool.
Jade, any opportunity to bring up how old you are, I live for it.
Yeah, but Dave, that especially joke when is old. Come up with something else.
Especially when you say things like, oh, old jokes are old. That joke is old. It's like a double laughter track.
No,
it's like,
it's, vroom, vroom, vroom. But you need to come up with something else. Like...
I'm sorry, it's going to be my joke for life because you'll always be prehistoric compared to me. Girl, I'm going to look 20 when I'm 45.
But
so.
Luckily I look young and...
You do.
And
I got to give you that.
And, you know, I guess soon enough people will be asking for my skin secrets or whatever. I don't know, Woman's Day or something. Some other good songs on there, Dave. School Friends, So High School, Teenage Angst. Obviously an early track. They're only just out of high school. They're sort of...
So these guys are really young.
They're really young. Sort of, you know, early, very early 20s.
Goodness. They're like embryos.
Yes, they are. And the last track on the album called Magnet is also really good.
Well, it sounds like you've recommended like every track on the album, so...
It's 5 songs of 12, Dave.
Okay. Somebody do the math.
It's still less than 50.
Welcome to Different Strokes Online. Log in to hear Jade and Dave's perspectives on online media.
The internet should not be used as a high-tech babysitter. We need to make sure that when our kids surf the web, they don't drown.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, you have had an interactive music video experience.
Well, Jade, I was just thinking, you know what? Music videos haven't really evolved very much since the 80s. So I'm actually quite excited about this idea of how, I mean, let's face it, how many of us actually watch music videos on TV these days? I mean, I know we go to the gym and sometimes it's on in the background, but really my main mode of viewing music videos is on YouTube or Viva or whatnot.
Yep.
So it's online all the time. So therefore, this idea of doing an interactive music video where, you know, where it's kind of like, you know, you can log in via Facebook and sort of play mini games in a music video is a whole new next level thing for me. So I'm very excited about this, Jade.
It's like special features on a movie.
Yeah, correct. It's like, you know, when they started rolling out those DVDs with all these special functions and, you know, view it from this angle and whatnot. Or I think like one of the Girls Aloud DVDs was like, you can pick one of the girls To follow throughout the whole tour, and the camera's only on them.
Have you followed that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I couldn't be bothered.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. But it's still cool to have a function like that, is what I'm saying. So I discovered sometime this week that a particular American teen pop star by the name of Jasmine Villegas has a interactive music video for her song Just a Friend. Now, the idea of this, Jade, is that basically, Microsoft's Internet Explorer team have gone all out, you know, to create this interactive HTML5 experience. And what that means is that you can actually watch this music video by logging into Facebook and interacting with it. So what you do is once you log in, it apparently, you know, is able to pull images from your Facebook page so and kind of project that into the video. So, you're, you know, it's kind of cool to see yourself in the music video.
So that's a bit like what happened with the Museum of Me thing that Intel did,
Yes. So that was really cool too when Intel did that. I remember seeing a lot of my friends sharing that on Facebook.
Yeah.
So it's a similar idea like that. But another component of this interactive music video is that, you know, you can play games, like mini games, in the actual video as the whole thing's running. So I think one of the functions is that you can hit spacebar a couple of times to push this guy into a pool.
Okay.
So it kind of alters the outcome of the music video a little.
It's like choose your own adventure.
Choose your own adventure. Choose your own outcome in a music video.
Yep.
How cool is that, Jade? I mean, this is not the first time it's been done, I don't think. I think maybe a couple of bands have already done something similar to this, but it is, to me, it's very next level stuff.
Yeah.
It's very next level stuff. And can you imagine if most artists would spend this kind of money doing music videos, because I've noticed that, you know, off late music videos have kind of looked a little cheap. And I'm like, you know, our record label's not spending enough on
Beyonce?
This anymore. Well, okay. Beyonce's had some really cheap music videos too, let me just say.
Yeah.
So she's not exempt. Beyonce doesn't always look recession free. Sometimes she looks cheap. So it's the same idea. Like, you know, I just think that maybe, you know, this will encourage record labels to spend more money in music videos again and start investing. But maybe rather than investing in, you know, oh, let's have all these fabulous designer wear, let's have all these great sets constructed, how about we just make it a little more virtual, a little more interactive, and maybe spend more money on the technical side of it.
Yeah. Well, don't, Dave, are you not at all suspicious that there seems to be some sort of sponsorship thing happening there with Microsoft?
Yeah, sure, it's been tied into Microsoft, but you know, there's so much product placement happening these days, and I don't know who this chick is, to be honest.
Yeah.
I've never heard of her before, you know, this news broke about her interactive music video. So I think it's great for her.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely cool for Microsoft as well, I think, because, you know, really, it seems like a technology story.
Yeah.
She was just a part of it.
Yeah, so that's why they've gone with someone, you know, who's basically unknown, because it's a technology story wrapped in a...
You reckon? I mean, she might be unknown to us, but she's got some sort of following in America. I mean, she toured, Jasmine Villegas has toured with Justin Bieber, I'm sure. Yeah, you're laughing. I know. she's toured with Justin Bieber, so she's got to have some fans in the States that are aware of that and are following her. So maybe it's also tapping into her kind of fan base.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're never going to see, like, you know, Andre Rieu. Yes, you're never going to see Andre Rieu or Susan Boyle doing an interactive music video. What are you going to do?
The face that you made when you said Andre Rieu.
Like, what would he need an interactive music video for? What would you do with an interactive Susan Boyle music video? Would you pat her kitty?
But Dave, like, you know, isn't it really also about who's on, like, Facebook as well? There's lots of sort of mum's age people on Facebook.
But do they really know how to log in? Because if this was my mum, she'll be like, oh, I don't want to give access to some website wanting access on my Facebook.
Oh.
What if my pictures go on the internet? What if people see what I really look like?
Isn't your mum on Facebook?
She is, but I'm not friends with Mama Lim on Facebook. So yeah. I don't know what's really going on. I think she's still doing this thing where once she's read the comment you posted on her,
she deletes it.
She'll delete it.
That's her level of security.
Yes. she runs a very tight ship.
It's not like the time that I was scarred by seeing pictures of my mum planking on Facebook.
Your mum is down with the times. You know, I
except
never.
Not really.
No. Does she really know what planking is about, or does she just
I'm
do
sure
it?
She saw it on the news.
She probably saw it in Sunrise or something.
Yeah.
She thought, I'm going to get on to this, you know. You're listening to Different Strokes with Jade and Dave, where, you know, we try to keep up with the times. Do everything except planking.
Different Strokes Flashback. Bringing pop culture back from the yesteryears.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Dave, very much NKOTB there. Before they were even NKOTB.
Yeah, well, Jade, you know, when I wrote that song, Not Around, I have never heard of that song that you're that New Kids on the Block song that you're talking about.
Yeah, it's called The Right Stuff.
The Right Stuff. And it was only after I finished writing that song that I played it to and you were like, oh my God, that sounds like New Kids on the Block. Then I went, which New Kids song? Because I obviously only know two.
Yeah.
So I went back and did some research. I'm like, yeah, I do see that resemblance. But after that remix, I felt like I was definitely giving more Fagatronica than New Kids on the Block.
Yeah. Okay, well, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
It's just that, you know.
Yeah, I know that bit. But basically, look, I'm giving that song away as a free download. So if you guys like it or are vaguely interested, you can go to davidlim.bandcamp.com.
Insert plug here. Anyways, Dave, we haven't played that flashback. I just realised we hardly ever do flashbacks anymore.
I know, because we're so focused here at Different Strokes.
On here and now.
Yes, correct. And the future.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's really good to look back and, you know, kind of appreciate on maybe TV shows that have become, you know, that have had a cult following.
Yes. I think the last one we did was The Muppets, and that was, you know, way back in January when the Muppet movie came out. Anyway. Yeah.
But now Freaks and Geeks.
Freaks and Geeks, Dave. So, backstory, Freaks and Geeks, comedy, drama, predominantly
teen angst.
Yeah, yeah. Teenage focus. It was created by Paul Feig, who has produced, written, directed for things like The Office, 30 Rock, Parks and Rec. Probably the most famous of which he has directed is the movie Bridesmaids.
That was, oh my goodness, that was genius.
Yes, and it was executive produced by Judd Apatow, who you would know as, you know, the guy who does all of those Seth Rogen movies.
Mm.
About to mention Seth Rogen. This show launched the career of people like James Franco, Jason Segel, who did The Muppets and is in How I Met Your Mother, etc. Seth Rogen was also in Freaks and Geeks.
So they definitely had a bond that goes way back to, you know, Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah, and it sort of ran in the late 90s. I think it was 99 to 2000. So it was only really one season.
But it got cancelled
early. It got cancelled really early. So I think they had they were supposed to do like a full season, which is normally between 18 and sort of 22 episodes, and they got cancelled halfway through, Dave. And then there was sort of, see, this is a thing that this whole, you know, fan getting involved in like giving shows extra seasons. One of the most famous ones recently was Chuck, where Chuck was about to get cancelled, Dave. And what happened was the fans all campaigned Subway to get them to sponsor a season of Chuck so that Chuck could continue going. They ended up getting the studio NBC, who had Freaks and Geeks, to put on an extra three episodes, so that, but just through a fan-led campaign.
Wow.
And it's really funny. What I find really interesting about shows like this, Dave, is because, you know, and we can look at things like Arrested Development, for example, which was hugely critically acclaimed and actually lasted three seasons, unlike this one that lasted one, or something like My So-Called Life, which was a similar type of era, similar type of theme, a bit more heavy than Freaks and Geeks. They all end up getting cancelled, but then have these cult followings, are always frequently listed in, you know, the top 100 shows of all time, you know, those kind of
It's really amazing that in a short time that they were on air that the characters have been so memorable.
Yes.
And I've never watched an episode of Freaks and Geeks, but, you know, I've seen some images and I've seen Tumblr blogs dedicated to Freaks and Geeks. So it definitely has a major cult following, and I'm blown away that, you know, gee, this show only had 12 episodes. And
yeah,
look at it. It's still living today in this damn brand new century.
And it's, you know, and I guess when you think about, just to give you a breakdown of the story, Dave, there's Lindsay is the sort of lead character, and her brother Sam, Lindsay is kind of in that transition, you know, when you're a teenager and you're like trying to make new friends and all that kind of stuff. She kind of goes through this transition where she's like a mathlete type, you know, the nerdy.
A mathlete.
Yeah, that nerdy kind of girl. And she tried to get in with the crew that, you know, James Franco and who are the quote unquote freaks. So she's trying to get in with them, and you sort of got that transition happening. Sam and his friends are the geeks. You've got like someone like Martin Starr is in plays. His name is Neil in the show, and he's like this really nerdy, just totally nerdy guy. But they're both these sort of underdog stories, yeah, but it's told in a really funny sort of...
Now, Jay, the big question is that do you think that we'll see a revival of Freaks and Geeks? Like, do you think that there'll be a new kind of generation thing?
Well...
Like a remake? You know how 90210 has had... Yeah, I know, we don't approve. But do you think Freaks and Geeks could have a place in a new generation? Like, you know, could it be written in today's context? Because even though that show was set in the late 90s, even though the show came out in the late 90s, it was set in the 80s,
yeah,
right? Freaks, yeah, and Geeks. So maybe they could do like a 2012 version that's like set in the 90s or something.
Well, but Dave, when you look at the show though, it's very, like, the way that it's put together is very in that moment. Yes, there are still angsty things that happen. And
teenagers are angsty all the time.
But, you know, what we're seeing now with teenage shows is things like Glee, you know, that have...
That's just one aspect of it. I mean, you know, we've seen some really edgy shows where there's lots of teen protagonists, like perhaps Skins,
mm-hmm,
you know, so there's that in one, you know, extreme. And then there's, of course, Glee.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that there's room for Freaks and Geeks in this new generation.
It is kind of a good blend of those two. I mean, Glee is very, you know, they do have serious storylines, but it is very comedic, like sort of light entertainment focus, whereas Skins tends to be a bit more
dark and druggy, dark
and dramatic. And whereas this was very much like, you know, if I think about other shows that were kind of similarly pitched, like things like Press Gang or Degrassi, both, you know, sort of had that very teen audience. But this show didn't really have the same sort of moral, you know, those dilemmas going on where there's like those themes about being a teenager and those dark sort of moving through the heavy issues based stuff, really. There was depth to it. So I think, you know, maybe you're right, Dave. Maybe there will be. I don't want them to call it Freaks and Geeks, but... Maybe there is room for
a different kind of show that maybe is exactly like Freaks and Geeks, but not called Freaks and Geeks.
Well,
is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying it has a good balance between that comedy and that light entertainment and drama. And,
yes,
you know,
it's called Hannah Montana.
I've never actually seen Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana is a lot like Freaks and Geeks, Jade. You have no idea.
Yeah, well, I mean, I expect as much from Miley, so yeah.
Jade, you asked me when that song was playing, oh, doesn't this just not sound anything like Temper Trap? And I just gave you a blank face, like you just asked me Pythagoras or something. Well, I was just like, I don't know. Temper Trap sounds like Temper Trap to me.
5 years, Dave. 5 years. I had to learn the difference between Sugar Babes and Girls Aloud.
Do you really know the difference between Sugar Babes and Girls Aloud?
Yeah, one has three, the other has like five.
Okay, but if I played a Sugar Babes song and a Girls Aloud song, do you really know the difference?
I'll give it a go. Do I have to be blindfolded?
Yes, you do, Jade. You can't see tits on a radio. But you know what? Let me just say, in the 5 years, we really have grown a lot. You know, Different Strokes. A lot of people do ask us, oh, you know, what's the idea behind it? Because obviously the first thing that comes to mind when you hear that the show is called Different Strokes is that, oh, that 80s TV show.
Mm-hmm.
But for us, Different Strokes is where camp and geek collides. This is, you know, we're polar opposites, especially when we first met, you know. And there were times where I thought, oh gosh, will we have anything to talk about, mm-hmm. given that we're so different? I'm a bit loud, I'm a bit flamboyant, mm-hmm. and you know, you're a bit more grounded and you're a bit more low maintenance, although that is questionable these days, you guys. People do change in 5 years.
I just like things a certain way. I'm like, I'm a bit of...
Oh, prima donna words.
I'm just an introvert who, like, you know, and in socially, I like to plan things and have a certain process so that I can handle social situations.
So you like to be in control?
Not, I don't like to be in control. I just know, like to know what to expect. It's like...
You don't like surprises.
I just like, I need to sort of get in head spaces for certain interactions and things. So I just need to know.
Now, speaking of, you know, no surprises and things like that.
Yeah.
Next week, you guys, is a very important episode for Different Strokes.
Mm-hmm.
We can't really say what it is just yet, but we will be having a very big announcement next Wednesday at 7 o'clock. So mm-hmm. make sure you guys listen. We've been doing Different Strokes for 5 years now. That's all I can say. But we have a big announcement next week.
Yeah.
So
after the break,
the votes have been counted. It's time to go. In any case, it really is time for us to go. But if you want to catch up with us during the week,
you can. If you go to differentstrokesonline.com, and that's our website, there you'll find our blog and our podcast, because you want to listen over again. You can also get us on Facebook, facebook.com/differentstrokesradio, and we're on Twitter, twitter.com/diffstrokes949.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.